And it's summer. Yes, it's practically the dog days. At least my dog is pretending it is. But along with all the wonderful aspects of summer, we need to talk about the sun and exposure to the sun, of course. To do that, Dr. Donna Bakke from Upstate's Department of Public Health and Preventive Medicine has joined us for a monthly look at this public health issue. Good morning, Dr. Bakke.
Good morning.
And welcome back. The sun. I love being in the sun, but we really do have to be careful, don't we?
Yes, it's really important, particularly for children, to be protected from the sun because in childhood, the exposure you get can set you up for the skin cancer you get later.
You know, I'm very fair-skinned. I have freckles all over my body, and when I was a child, I used to burn, I mean really burn, painful burns, early in the summer because we really weren't looking at sunscreens and protection so much then. And now we've learned how dangerous it can be. How much are we finding that skin cancer in older people is related to their exposure earlier on? And is there anything we can do as we're older to protect ourselves now?
Well, I think it's critically important for people to realize that that exposure early on sets you up for this cancer that you get when you're older. So as a child, for parents, you really do need to do a couple of things. One is to try and avoid having your child out in the sun between the hours of 10 and 2 when the sun is the highest and the strongest. Make sure that you put sunscreen on them, an SPF of 30 or is really what is recommended for young children, at least up to adolescence, and then you can go to 15.
Well, let's talk about that just a little minute. I want to talk about this SPF because there's all kinds of what I see as conflicting information, but I'll bet you can explain it to me. One of the things we know, SPF, sun protection factor, I've heard things like anything over 30 doesn't do you any good anyway. If people are trying to protect themselves thinking they're getting more protection. So how does that work? I've even seen 100s now. How does that work?
Well, for most people, 30 will suffice. For people who are very fair-skinned, they may need to go a little bit higher. But the other thing they have to realize is that it's only protecting you against one type of sun ray, the UVB, and that there is another type called UVA, which penetrates the skin even more and is even more dangerous. So what you really need to do is look for a sunscreen that says protection against UVA and UVB.
Okay, so these are just two different kinds of sun rays that are doing different things to us?
It's two different spectrums of sunlight.
Okay, all right, I see. Oh, I see. So if it's over 30, then it's really only protecting from the B part of it. We still have to go after the A part of it?
Yes. I mean, if it's anything that says, if it just says SPF 30 and doesn't say protects against UVA light, then you're not getting protection against the other one. You really need to look for something that says it protects against both.
Okay. Now, that has to go over the entire body, or at least the part that's not covered by clothing, by a bathing suit or whatever it would be, right?
Well, it should go over most of the body because even clothing, a lot of it is not sun protective. And so the sun rays can actually go through the clothing and you can still get burned.
And what about like the top of my head? I mean, I know my part sometimes gets burned and man, then it itches.
It's important. And I think if we look at the things that people can do, one is, you know, if you're going to be out for a long period of time, wearing a hat to protect yourself from your head, to make sure that you put sunscreen on every 2 hours or after you get out of the water or towel dry or even if you sweat a lot. Mm-hmm. For young children, make sure that you do the same thing. For babies, you really can't put sunscreen on them under the age of 6 months. So it's important because their skin is very, very soft and it penetrates it much more to really keep them out of the sun.
Absolutely, completely out of the
yes.
sun, covered in some way, turned away from the
right.
sun, whatever it might be. Yeah, I see little children running around too, and this is always so cute to me. They've got this white streak down their nose, covering their nose completely because it does always seem like your nose burns and maybe your earlobes.
Your nose and ears, and those are places people don't really consider. And that's zinc oxide, and that will totally protect you.
If it
you
does. Put that on. Completely covers you up, but does it wash off when they get in the water?
Sometimes it does, but yeah. if you put a good layer on, it can sometimes stay.
But you can always put a little bit more
right.
on, too. And I know for years they were making the neon colors. I always thought that was kind of cute. You know, how different is all of this, talking about the sun, how different is all of this from tanning beds? We now are hearing all kinds of things about tanning beds. They've even decided to tax tanning as a part of healthcare reform. Is it the same kind of thing? Are these the same kinds of rays?
Similar rays, but they actually, because they're much more concentrated and you're much closer, you can actually get more effect from them. So really, no one should go to a tanning bed.
No, they are
dangerous. We have now other types of lotions that you can put on that make you look a little bit darker if you want to do that. But really, no one should be wanting to tan. I mean, most people don't think of it this way, but you really should not be tanning at all, because tanning means you're doing damage to your skin.
Mm-hmm. And setting yourself up for future problems. Right. Interesting. All right. One quick thing for those of us who are older, and that's what I was saying at the beginning. I used to burn as a child, and I now know that that was dangerous. Of course, we didn't know that then. It was very innocent. But what can I be doing now in my 50s, 60s, 70s to protect myself against skin cancers? Is there anything I can do to undo that damage?
Once the process has started, you really can't protect yourself. You still need to be put the sunscreen on, because you can still get damage to your skin. So mm-hmm. you should never stop doing that, not go out during the heat of the day. And the other thing I want to mention is there's been a lot in the news about vitamin D.
Yes.
And people thinking that they should go out unprotected. Because we're now thinking that most people have low levels of vitamin D. You can get your vitamin D in a lot of food sources or supplements. It really is not healthy to stay out in the sun for long periods of time unprotected. So even if you're going to be walking around for an hour, you should put a little bit of sunscreen on.
Okay. But now, will enough of the sun get through the sunscreen maybe to make up that vitamin D deficit?
Well, we don't know how much of that will. It protects it. You know, clearly it protects it significantly. You really do need to consider getting tested if you're older to see what your vitamin D level is mm-hmm. and if you need to take supplements.
Yes, okay. Now, one other quick thing I think we can suggest, and this is something I try to do. I make sure that I get to my dermatologist once a year for a checkup. And I mean, those are very thorough checkups. They're looking at every little square inch of every larger square inch of me, every square inch of me, just to check and be sure. And that's about as preventive as I can be at this age, isn't it?
That is. It really is important to have your doctor or to go to a dermatologist on an annual basis, and particularly if you've had any form of skin cancer. Because if you've had any skin cancer at all, the likelihood is you're going to develop more. So it really is important. You can't always check yourself on your back and other places that you can't see. And so it's important to go there and get that checked.
And even if you could, you don't always know what you're looking for.
That's true.
That's true. Very good. Well, Dr. Donna Bakke, we've learned more about the sun, staying out of the sun, prevention of skin cancers in later years. Thanks so much for coming by this morning.
Thank you.
And listeners, we are going to take a break. Please do stay with us. This is Upstate's Health Link on air on 570 WSYR.